why is it called Safon hidden? So Reb Chaim of Brisk had a very fascinating solution to this. He said, according to the view of the Rush, which is a very prominent view, the entire institution of the Afikomen is a zeicher of the Korban Pesach. Of course, when we had the Korban Pesach, the halacha was that the last thing that we were supposed to eat was the Korban Pesach. And that's how we were supposed to leave the Seder, with the ta'am, with the actual taste of the Korban Pesach in our mouths. And there's a halacha when it comes to the Kadshim, when it comes to the world of sacrificial offerings, we're in Sefer Vayikra right now, that you can't have any kind of distraction, what we call Hesech Hadas. Hesech Hadas is a formal invalidation, a legal invalidation in the world of Truma and Kadshim. So Hesech Hadas is a psul in Truma and Kadshim. So if the Afikomen, from the moment that we break it during Yachatz, is really, you know, consecrated in the way that the Korban Pesach would be, the only way to avoid a Hesech Hadas, to have that sense of distraction, of not paying attention to it, as we continue on with the Sefer, with the Seder, with Magid, Rachza, Motzi Matza, Maror Korech, Shulchan Aruch, all the way to Tzafon, is to actually put it away somewhere, to protect it, by putting it in a place where it would be hidden. Right? The other interpretation is based on the Pasuk, Mishar Usam Tzuros V'sim Losam Al Shechmam, that the Jewish people actually attach the matzah to their clothes, so we wrap it in something. But that was the interpretation of Reb Chaim of Brisk. So apropos this point, we just talked about the Rush's approach. The Rush says the Afikomen is a zecher to the Korban Pesach. We can't have the Korban Pesach anymore, so we have a pizza of matzah, and we leave the Seder with the ta'am matzah befinu. There's a diametric opposite approach, which is the approach of Rashi, where Rashi says that he implies, anyway, that eating the afikomen is really the mitzvah of matzah. That's when we mekayim the mitzvah derais of achilas matzah, as the pasuk says, ba'erev tochu matzos. So why do we make the bracha, you know, beforehand during the section that we call motzi matzah? Well, the Rashi says it was, you know, you eat that one first. But really, afikomen is when the mitzvah of matzah is performed. So you have two diametric opposite views. So to accommodate both of these views, the minhag is to eat two kizesim, different shiurim of matzah. One to accommodate the shita of Rashi, that this is actually the mitzvah of matzah. One to accommodate the view of the Rash, which is that this is just a zecher for the Korban Pesach, which would bring the sum total of kizesim of matzah that you would have normally in the Seder to five, okay? Because again, going back to motzi matzah, we wanted to have two kizesim there. We wanted to have a kizayis in the context of Korach, and then two kizesim in the context of Afikomen. Now, there is a view that the Rav entertained, Rabbi Soloveitchik entertained that this was possible, that Rambam actually agreed with Rashi. Rambam says, of course, if you had the Korban Pesach, so that'd be the last thing that you eat. But since today we don't have the Korban Pesach, we should finish with matzah, she'achilasan zohi ha-mitzvah. So it sounds at first blush like what he's saying is like what Rashi is saying. I personally disagree with that interpretation of the Rambam. I don't think that was what the Rambam was trying to say. I think it's clear from the broader context of the Rambam that the Rambam feels that we're mekayim the mitzvah d'arais of achilas matzah when we think we are in motzi matzah. So what did the Rambam mean when he said in the context of the afikomen that you should have matzah because we can't have the basar of the Korban Pesach, she'achilasan zohi ha-mitzvah? So what the Rambam was trying to say, in my opinion, is that when we had the Korban Pesach, that was the dominant mitzvah d'oraisa of Seder night. And of course, that's the way that we should finish with ta'am, the taste of the Korban Pesach in our mouths, which is the entire institution of the Avikomen anyway. But in the absence of Korban Pesach, are there any mitzvahs d'oraisa left? And the answer is, well, Maror isn't. Maror is only a dinder avanan absent the Korban Pesach. So the only din d'oraisa left at the Seder is matzah. So matzah gets an expanded role. Matzah has to compensate. Not only does it exist for itself, but it exists now to compensate for the absence of the Korban Pesach. And we can give a mashal, if somebody's unable to hear, we know that they have sensory compensation, right? They're able to see a little bit better and smell a little bit better. It's a remarkable phenomenon. So halachically, you don't have something so different here. So I think the Rambam wasn't saying either extreme. He isn't saying that Afikomen is purely a zecher to the Korban Pesach. He's not saying that Afikomen is the mitzvah d'araisa of achilas matzah, but he's saying is that when you have matzah at Afikomen, that in the absence of the Karban Pesach, when the Karban Pesach would be the mitzvah d'oraisa that dominates the whole Lehillah Seder, so you go back to another mitzvah d'oraisa, which is matzah, and you finish with the tam matzah v'picha. The overriding goal of Afikomen is to take the mitzvah of the evening and to walk away with the taste of mitzvahs in our mouths. And I think that's a very beautiful message, that eating on Seder night isn't just eating. It's not so that we won't be hungry. But even eating is ba'avur zeh, right? Why did Hashem take us out of Egypt? So that we would be able to fulfill His mitzvos. So we're supposed to leave the table with the taste of a mitzvah d'oraisa in our mouth. When you have the Karban Pesach, wonderful. So that could be a mitzvah d'oraisa. You don't have the Karban Pesach, so matzah functions as the mitzvah d'oraisa, shachilas and zoya mitzvah. So I don't think it's necessarily a zecher to a Karban Pesach either. I think the Rambam had a third shita on what exactly Afikomen is all about. So again, this learning should be in memory of Yossi's sister Marsha, whose neshama should have an aliyah, whose wonderful character that Yossi spoke about on Erev Shabbos. We sent the video around to the shul, if you couldn't be there with us live, unifying kind of a personality, kept the whole family together at all times, was always able to make people, even people who didn't necessarily have much to do with each other, wouldn't naturally be the quickest of comrades, bring those kinds of people together as well. These are very, very important characteristics in general, but especially important characteristics right now, the time that we're going through, when we truly need the spirit of unity. The only way we're going to survive all of this is with a great spirit of unity, of bringing everybody together onto the same page. Everybody is pulling for each other and making sacrifices for each other and following the guidelines to protect everybody's overall health. So we need that spirit that Yossi described so beautifully of his sister, spirit of bringing people together. That's the only way we're going to emerge from this crisis. Our neshama should have an aliyah. We'll continue with Maariv in just a moment.